This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Bigger Picture, and I'm T. Shao Ik. Phase 2 of the COVID-19 vaccination program is now underway. Here at BFM, we've been speaking to some senior citizens who have gotten their jabs. Here are their stories.
I am Madam Ham Sui Kim, and I'm 84 years old. I'm from Malacca.
And Madam, how has the pandemic affected you? Have you been scared of the disease?
Yes, of course. I'm so worried. My grandchildren, they all go to work. We're also afraid. My son, they all go to work. We're also afraid. Mm. Even I myself, so scared. I stay with my daughter in the house. Never go out, don't go out. So scared, so worried. And every time you see in my handphone, can see, oh, tonight, today, Malacca, where, how many? And Selangor, I always see the Selangor. Wow, how many people? I always see. So scared, so worried, every day pray.
When did you register for your vaccination?
I registered, I think, 1 month before. That's this. I'm in KL, staying with my daughter. And my doctor, they all say, Mama must put name, okay? I say, put lah, okay lah. I want to put also. Pain also, never mind lah, what to do. You got the medicine in your body can help you stronger, isn't it? Fight the disease. So my daughter register for me first. Then after that, I come back to Malacca. So I do my vaccination in Malacca.
Were you worried about going for the jab?
Yes, of course. All people have been telling that the needle is so big and so pain, all this, and I don't know why these people say like that. I cannot sleep, worried. I say, how? Are you really so pain? Then I'm so worried. Then after the day, my son took me there. I go in the room. The doctor take the needle and she'll put on to put my hand. So I can see, I try to peep how big the needle is. Oh, the needle just 1 inch only. And very tiny, very thin one. And so I'm not scared already. You know, first I go in, sit there, I shivering like that, so scared. But actually nothing. And then my son said, Mommy, now going to inject. I said, okay. And talk. The needle already inside my hand. I also don't feel much. That's good also. So I'm quite happy, so satisfied. Said, oh, nothing. They all people talk to me.
Can you tell us what it was like at the vaccination center? You know, what was the experience like when you were waiting to get your jab?
Actually, I thought now will be queue, long queue. Actually, my time is 3:30. And then they all phoned me. The office there phoned me. Said, can you come 2 o'clock? Okay. I said, okay, anytime you say. Mm-hmm. Then I go about 1 something. Then I go there. I thought will be long queue or there. But nothing, nobody inside. Not much people. That is the old people. But old people also, not more than 50 also. Then I said, hey, why like that? You, nobody come, I said. So sayang, I said. Then they told me only. My nurse asked me sit down and asked me all questions and then write down. And then they told me go and do the vaccination already. Very fast.
And after the vaccination, when you went back, how did you feel?
After vaccination came back, I got asked the nurse, you say if you got fidgety or fever, you just take 1 Panadol nighttime and go to sleep. So that night, I had nothing done. The day, I start drinking water, drink a lot of warm water, slightly warm only, warm water. At the doctor there, after inject, I also start drink a lot of water. And then nothing wrong. Even my hand pain also, slightly pain, swell a bit only. Mm. Then after a few days, no more, nothing. I try to avoid oily things. I just eat plain rice, fish, steamed fish, all that. Easy, easy, simple one. You don't eat those curry and heaty one or oily food like that.
Did you talk to anyone to get advice before you decided to get the vaccination?
No, I talked to my, I have a sister, she's a sister nurse in Singapore. She's 82 years old, I'm 84. And she went for the injection twice already, finished already. She just tell me, you don't think of anything, it's nothing. So if really fever or anything, just take one Panadol and go to sleep. And usually it's okay. And the second day, I feel like a bit of dizzy like that. So I quickly take, night time now, I quickly take one Panadol and go to sleep. Next morning, get up, okay, nothing wrong.
Have you heard from friends or relatives who are around your age, what do they think about the vaccination?
I think in my Hainan Association, Jungle Walk there, I'm the only old lady go. The rest, no one. And then they all keep on phoning me. How pain, huh? That pain or not? The needle, how big? I said, where you all heard the needle, how big? Huh? He said, friend say. I said, oh. I said, I see the needle just 1 inch long only. I can pick, I see. I said, nothing. Oh, he said, until the day before I went also, I shivering. I said, my son said, mommy, don't get nothing. I said, yeah. Then I tried to pick, see the doctor take the needle, different. So that's why all people, these are all rumors, make people scared. And then the friend all phoned me. I said, nothing wrong. Oh, you're here wrongly. I said, you better go. I said, you better go. And then after that, you don't go and eat all rubbish, lah, nasi lemak, chili, all this. Lah. Maybe no good lah, to mix with the medicine.
And now that you've gotten your jab, what would you like to say to others about the importance of getting the vaccine?
Yeah, I tell them, I say, you better go. You go for jab, you get this medicine in your body, helps you. In case you got anything, at least you got something inside to help you, your body. You wouldn't be so bad, lah. I say, I don't know what to say, lah. I just say like that. I say, you all better go. The old one, young one, all go. We say, oh yeah, yeah. And now they all start telling, oh yeah, yeah. I put my name already. I put that. I say, you better. After no needle, the needle finished, not enough. I say, you better go free now. Then I tell them, they'll say, oh, yeah, yeah. If this medicine in your body can help you to prevent from illness, if you have that illness come to your body, at least you got something to prevent you, to help you.
That was 84-year-old Madam Han from Malacca on her experience getting the COVID-19 vaccine. If you'd like to share her experience with your friends and family, you can download the podcast from bfm.my or from our BFM app by searching for COVID-19 vaccine stories. You can register for your COVID-19 vaccination on the My Sejahtera app or on vaccinecovid.gov.my today. This has been The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.